Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Biden says he'll participate in talks aimed at getting stricter gun control legislation through Congress. A bipartisan group of senators is seeking a compromise on the issue in wake of the school mass shooting in Uvalde. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Biden is hopeful that lawmakers will approve an age limit for purchasing assault rifles.
I'll let the president's words speak for himself. He said last week that an 18-year-old should not be able to be purchasing a gun, an assault weapon that we saw this 18-year-old do in Texas.
Jean-Pierre also notes that polls show that only 8% of Americans are opposed to background checks for all gun sales. Meanwhile, funerals were held yesterday for two 10-year-olds killed in the Uvalde mass shooting. Several people were turned away from Amory Jo Garza's funeral, where the crowd grew too large for the church holding the ceremony. Hours later, mourners also said goodbye to fellow fourth grader Maite Rodriguez. 19 children in all and two teachers were killed in the attack. The Biden administration is preparing to send more military aid to Ukraine as Russia's war nears the 100-day mark. NPR's Asma Khalid reports that the new aid includes more advanced rockets and munitions.
President Biden outlined his thinking in an op-ed published in the New York Times. The president wrote that this latest weapons shipment will enable Ukrainians to, quote, more precisely strike key targets on the battlefield in Ukraine. He explicitly said the U.S. is not encouraging Ukraine to strike beyond its borders. Senior administration officials said Ukraine gave assurances it will not use the missiles to strike inside Russia. These longer-range rockets are part of a new $700 million weapons package. The president wrote in his op-ed that the goal of sending all these weapons is in part to help Ukraine be in the strongest possible position at the negotiating table. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
Australia is one step closer to helping the United States address its infant formula crisis after the FDA relaxes its import policy. Rachel Bongiorno has more.
When U.S. regulators opened up a fast-track policy for international supplies, infant formula manufacturer Bubs Australia was the first to apply. Now the company is ready to supply 1.5 million cans of baby formula, worth around $20 million Australian dollars. Since then, several other infant formula companies from Australia and New Zealand have submitted applications to the FDA. Australia's Department of Agriculture, Water and the Environment said it would continue to work with the Biden administration to streamline supply. These reinforcements, along with formula from Europe, which arrived last week, will help fill demand until local manufacturing picks up again in early June. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Bongiorno in Melbourne.
You're listening to NPR News. Bill Cosby is facing a civil trial in Los Angeles over sex abuse allegations. Opening statements are set to begin today. A 64-year-old woman is accusing Cosby of abusing her at the Playboy Mansion when she was 16. Defense attorneys say the incident never happened. Cosby was freed from prison last year after a Pennsylvania appeals court threw out his criminal sexual assault conviction. Spanish tennis star Rafael Nadal lived up to his reputation as king of the French Open by beating defending champion Novak Djokovic in a four-set quarterfinal match. Nadal kept alive his quest to add to his record 13 French Open titles, as NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It was a rare quarterfinal match between two of the greatest in men's tennis history. Combined, Rafa Nadal and Novak Djokovic have won 41 Grand Slam singles titles. But such was the seeding in this year's French Open that created an early meeting, their 59th, for number 5 seed Nadal and number 1 defending champion Djokovic. The left-handed Nadal showed no effects from ongoing foot pain and won the more than four-hour match 6-2, 4-6, 6-2, 7-6. Nadal was his usual bulldog self, pounding forehands and backhands on the Paris clay he dominates like no one else. In his storied career, he's only lost three matches there. Two more wins, and he'll add to his record 21 Grand Slam titles. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific market, shares are mixed, up a fraction in Tokyo. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.